Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this Thursday, the 24th day in June of 2021. I'm your host, Michael Kimmett, as always, bringing you four of the most crucial current events in cyber and technology that you need to make it through this, hopefully the back half of your week. And we're going to get started with a threat actor known as the LV Ransomware Gang. And they are making a name for themselves by creating their own little ransomware as a service, RAS, portal. And what has happened is the LV gang appears, according to research, to have gotten a copy of somehow the Revil, and it's also known as Soda no Kibi ransomware. Now, the Revil ransomware is notorious for raking in millions of dollars for its operators, and the use of their platform by another ransomware group or gang has many possibilities. First, the gang, the new gang that is, LV, could have just stolen or repurposed an existing module. Soda no Kibi could have provided the module for a fee of future attacks, or could have sold them a version outright. Now, this version, Revil 2.03 Beta, was the version repurposed by the operators. And researchers are calling this the LV Ransomware Gang, and it's also tracked just for awareness as Gold Northfield, and that's because the original Soda no Kibi group was tracked as Gold Southfield. So now you have two fields of gold and two Revil operators to worry about, and this is very problematic because as more groups do ransomware, it increases the chances that you or your company or the company that you work for are going to be a victim. To highlight why more than one group using a ransomware module can be difficult is in Brazil. Brazil has a medical diagnostic company called Grupo Fleury. Now, Grupo Fleury is one of the largest medical diagnostic companies in the world. They have over 200 service centers and employ thousands of individuals, and they do nearly a billion clinical exams in a year. Well, their systems are all down right now, and patients cannot schedule lab tests or have clinical exams done online. And that's very problematic with the number of people in Brazil that are facing horrifying effects of COVID-19. There's a global pandemic still going on. And while some countries have seemingly overcome it, it is still very rampant in places like Brazil. And so when your medical diagnostic company, the largest one in your country, is offline, that's very difficult. It's unclear exactly if scheduled services are going to be conducted or have to be rescheduled at this point. It's still very early in the investigation, but sources are suggesting that this was done by the Revil ransomware operators. Now, it's unclear exactly if that means the new LV gang using their Revil module or former Revil operators. And that's both because the LV ransomware gang is fairly new and also because there are not a lot of details at this point. So more to follow, but what you need to know is that ransomware crews are hitting some of the largest companies in the biggest way. And while there is no reported data loss at this point, most ransomware operations today steal data first so they can blackmail companies into paying. And if you're in Brazil and likely had a diagnostic test done, that means that your data could be at risk. And data being at risk, stolen or exposed, is not always a result of ransomware. There is an eye clinic called the Wolf Eye Clinic. And apparently, the Wolf Eye Clinic had unauthorized access to a computer in their network that resulted in the theft of over 500,000 patients' data. And that's problematic because the attack, according to Wolf Eye Clinic, took place on the 8th of February this year, but their investigation only recently concluded on June 8th. That is 4 months in which unauthorized parties, aka likely criminals, had access to 500,000 patients worth of data, meaning that those patients could be subject to follow-on phishing attacks, scams, fraud, etc. So if you use Wolf Eye Clinic and you are getting emails, make sure you don't click on the links. And also, you should be hearing from Wolf Eye Clinic soon because they're currently in the process of contacting all of the potentially impacted patients. And the reason that criminals conduct ransomware operations and steal data is because it is hugely lucrative. In other words, they're making tons of money. And this was highlighted in the last couple weeks with several seizures and arrests. In particular, there was one notable one in the Ukraine in which authorities seized almost $200,000 in U.S. cash, top-end cars, and arrested individuals, as well as seizing their equipment. Well, that gang was specific to the Klopp ransomware, and it was believed that this would cease the Klopp ransomware activity because Klopp had made millions of dollars by extorting companies in the Ukraine, South Korea, and the United States. Well, just days after the authorities arrested these individuals, it looks like the gang is still operational, meaning that while arrests were made with individuals associated with Klopp, obviously not all members were arrested and or not the leaders, because just days again after these arrests, data belonging to new victims has been leaked online via the websites that Klopp operators use to disclose such information. And these websites with leaked information just let companies know that Klopp is serious about A, we did steal data, and B, if you don't pay us, we will release it. So again, it's believed that arrests of ransomware crews can impact the ecosystem in a way that means less ransomware, hopefully from that group at least, but also deter other criminals. And yet, just in the last week, we see researchers finding out that there are more emerging gangs with existing ransomware modules, and that even though group members have been arrested, those groups still remain active, showing the persistence of criminals, and why even though we have small wins with law enforcement, you need to make sure that you are being very diligent in cybersecurity. That'll do it for me today. Thank you all so very much. Have a most fantastic Thursday. We'll see you bright and early tomorrow on Friday. You've got one more day left in your week, hopefully, so stay safe, stay strong, stay healthy, and we will see you then. Michael Kimmett, signing off. Ciao. Welcome back, listeners. Today's tip of the cap goes to two women from Atlanta. They both work at a children's healthcare facility, Susan Ellis and Tia Wimbush, and they're getting a tip of the cap for making each other's lives. Literally. They found out that they were both matches for each other's husbands. And while that sounds strange, it comes in the way of kidney transplants. And when discovering that both of their husbands needed kidney transplants and that they were matches for each other's husband, they jumped on the opportunity. And after much setback amidst a global pandemic and other health issues, the operations have gone on to be incredibly successful, relieving their husbands from hours of daily dialysis, meaning that both families can have longer, more important, and useful lives in terms of happiness and quality of life. So to you ladies for literally making each other's lives futures, a sincere tip of the cap.